Fast forward a few hundred years into the future. Resources in the United States are scarce. The government has fallen apart, and most of the population has left, looking for a better life somewhere else. Immigrant laborers, many from China, have come to fill the labor void. Life in the new America is divided into three distinct societies. There's the charters, the walled-off cities populated by the elites, the working-class cities where the laborers live, and the counties, as they're called, the lawless and wild places in between. That is the world Chang Rae Lee has created in his new novel. It's called On Such a Full Sea. Chang Rae Lee joins me from the studios at Princeton University. Mr. Lee, thanks so much for being with us.
Nice to be here, Rachel.
The main character is a young woman named Fan. She's from one of these working class cities. It's called Bemore, which is a play on Baltimore. Can you describe Bemore? Who lives there? What do they do? What is life like?
Well, Bemore is the former Baltimore. It's been repurposed as a labor colony, and this labor colony produces pristine fishes and organic vegetables for the elite charters that you mentioned. And it's populated by the descendants of some settlers from a place called New China, which is, a village in New China that had been environmentally ruined. And so the whole village was brought over en masse about 100 years earlier, and Fan is one of their descendants.
Let's talk a little bit about your protagonist, this woman, Fan. She embarks on a journey. What is she looking for?
Well, she's looking for her boyfriend, this fellow named Reg. He suddenly disappears one day. She decides to leave the security of Bemore in search of him. She really has no idea where to start. But one of the things that the book thinks about, I think, is the audacity of her leaving. We don't get her point of view. The book is told by a plural we of Bemore. And they consider and muse on all the reasons why she might have left and all the things that happened to her outside.
But because we are viewing her story as the collective Bemore, we don't ever hear Fan herself talk about what's driving her. You write about her love for Reg, and that's her motivation, but you don't hear it in her words, so there's a distance.
I sort of enjoyed that distance. I wondered about that when I began to write, using this perspective. And I decided very early on that Fan's idea of herself almost didn't matter. This wasn't going to be one of those talky books in which the hero expounds on everything and herself. This would be quite a different book in which the narration moves in all these different directions. Yes, it inhabits her consciousness sometimes, but there's always this tension and we wonder, well, is this Fan? Is this the narrator? I quite enjoyed that distance, as you call it. Gave it sort of a fable-like quality that I found quite appealing as I really got into writing the book. And I saw Fan as a kind of figure that was out in the distance, clear, but still in the distance, and that we would have to put so much onto her, of course, following the things that happened to her, but that we would be supplying the emotional energy and drive.
As you mentioned, along her journey, she faces a lot of challenges. She takes up with some unsavory characters out in the counties who exploit her for their own purposes. And it happens to her again when she's essentially sold to a couple, a charter couple. She's used and taken advantage of in another way. But you do get the sense that she is still somehow in control. Is she really, or is that the Bemore residents' hope for her? Is that their projection, what they wish would happen?
I think they're, of course, as we are, afraid of bad things happening to Fan. I mean, they're a very wary lot to begin with. But once she leaves the walls, they get even more anxious. But as you mentioned, I think she has this rootedness that even those people who are trying to take advantage of her or use her have an immediate grasp of. They sense something about her that they can't quite put their finger on, but that's very appealing to them. So out in the counties, when she meets this sort of doctor or the bizarre and fetishistic charter couple and others as well, they all kind of glom on to her and they express themselves through her in a way. She's sort of a mirror to the people and maybe to the times itself.
This book is a bit of a departure for you, though, this dystopian world at least. Why is that something you wanted to write about and imagine?
I didn't set out to write a dystopian book or story. Originally, I'd wanted to write a social realist novel of contemporary China, focusing on Chinese factory workers in the Pearl River Delta. And I'd gone over, done a lot of research, visited a factory, saw all the things and saw where they lived and where they ate. But when I came back, I didn't quite feel I had enough of a fresh angle on it. So I put that book away, and I was thinking about looking about for another story. And I was on the train from D.C. to New York, and I passed by Baltimore, as I always do, and I always have in my adult life. And I saw again, after, you know, another 35 years of seeing it, the same neighborhood of East Baltimore. And I thought, separately, of course, I just thought, you know, it's just a pity that this neighborhood has been abandoned and rehabilitated and abandoned again and serially over all these years. And I thought, why can't just some, I don't know, a village from China settle this place? And, you know, I was just idly thinking that. And I thought, oh, gee, well, what would happen if such a thing happened? And what a crazy, crazy idea. So in a way, you know, this book is sort of an immigrant novel set in the future. But of course, once I got into the future and thought about building that world, my present anxieties, things that I worry about our own society, about income inequality and the lack of social mobility, healthcare issues, all those things began to come out as I set the clock forward.
The book is called On Such a Full Sea. It is written by Chang Ray Lee. Thank you so much for talking with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Rachel.